we talked about this on the news yesterday, and I thought it'd be interesting to follow up on. A new study says 80% of patients lie to their doctors. That means if you're going to a doctor's appointment today and there are 10 people in the waiting room and you have not lied to your doctor, that means there is one other person in there, statistically, relatively speaking, that is not, and everybody else has. Dr. Kathy Fontenot joins us right now with LSU Health Internal Medicine. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Have you ever caught a patient lying to you? I don't want any names. I know you got confidentiality and all that stuff, but have you?
Well, I think that there's a difference between lying and withholding information. I think the majority of patients withhold information that may be relevant to their treatment plan. In fact, a study that we're referring to, younger people, which they classified as 36 and younger, withheld information about 80% of the time. Older folks, 61 and older, withheld information about 60% of the time. So I think the thing that concerns us most as healthcare providers is if people are untruthful about their medication, for instance, if it's too expensive and they can't afford to take it, if they're stretching their medicine and taking it not as directed but every other day or a couple times a week, and then they show up in your exam room with blood pressures that are out of control or blood sugars that are out of control, you might be tempted as a healthcare provider to adjust the medicine when, in fact, the patient's not taking it as directed in the first place.
Is it ever appropriate for a medical professional to look at the patient and say, come on now, really?
Absolutely. We do that all the time.
And are there sometimes, how can I phrase this, not metaphorically, are you metaphorically looking down somebody's throat, and I guess literally as well, but where you can tell they've been lying to you, so we think we're getting away with it, but we really aren't?
Well, you know, labs don't lie. That's real data. And so if a person, when you're asking about an alcohol history, for instance, and a person tells you that they have an occasional social drink, but in fact their liver enzymes are abnormal, then you might want to press them for more accurate information if in fact that's the case.
Does that opioid crisis enter into this at all, or the use of opioids where for whatever reason, people are using them, they don't want to tell a doctor, and what are some of the, I guess, negative things that can happen as a result of that?
Well, the main thing about opioids is potential drug interactions. But as far as the social history is concerned, people are prone to underreport medication usage, alcohol usage, recreational drugs, and mainly because of future health potential problems and potential drug interactions. You really need to learn to be honest with your physician, and if you don't feel like you can be honest with your physician because of embarrassment or fear of judgment, then you need to find a new doctor, somebody that you can feel comfortable with.
There are HIPAA laws, I guess, where there's confidentiality, et cetera. So when it comes to elderly parents, perhaps, that you take to the doctor and they're sitting there lying, and the people, are you sure you're not eating any sweets? No, absolutely not. And the adult child knows that the person just ate half of a birthday cake. At what point is it appropriate for the patient or the child of the patient or whomever it is that's with them to rat them out? And can the doctor really talk about that? Because, right, all you want is the best medical care. If they're lying, they're not going to get it. And you want to make sure that the doctor has the best information he or she needs to treat the patient who might be your parent.
Yeah. Well, if a patient allows another person into the room and they're going to be talking to their physician, about all things, then the assumption is that it's okay for the other person in the room to be hearing what the patient's stating. I find that the people who rat people out most are spouses. And so when a husband and wife come into the room together, I can almost always guarantee that as I'm asking one of the spouses a question, the other spouse will answer with an answer that's not the same thing as the patient. So the spouses tend to rat people out much more than I think children.
And then you send them to counseling? Just kidding.
No.
Before we let you go, doctor, so you would say to people that would be inclined to lie to their doctor, don't do it because...
don't do it because it impacts your treatment plan. And if there are some concerns about sharing information that you don't want included in the medical record, in most cases, that's fine. And you say, you know, that you can say, I don't want this on the record, Dr. Fontenot, but, you know, I do use recreational heroin or whatever. At that point, I don't have to put it in the medical record, but I certainly take the opportunity to counsel those patients on the dangers and the impact on their health for those kinds of things.
Doctor, at one point, the baby boy you're talking to right now weighed 225 pounds, which is ridiculous. I have subsequently taken care of about 25 pounds of that, but the doctor didn't really tell me anything. And I asked him, I said, well, aren't you going to tell me anything about my weight? And he said, well, do you know you're overweight? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, why tell you anything? Does that make sense? Or is that a good approach from a medical professional? Or should you always maybe hammer a patient or at least make suggestions on what it is that they should do?
Well, yeah, I take the approach. I don't hammer them and say you're too fat, but I do hammer them and say you really need to start exercising more. You know, mm-hmm. You need to take daily walks. You need to pay attention to your intake, your caloric intake, to your alcohol use. And so I usually don't tell people they're fat. Fat people know they're fat.
Hang on a second. Sheldon, check the tape. Did I say fat? Did I use the word fat at all? I don't recall that coming out of my mouth. I think it's a baby boy. I said 225 pounds. I think I said subsequently taken care of 25 pounds. But I don't think I said fat. I think it was a doctor that said fat, wasn't it, a couple of times?
Well, obesity is an epidemic, and so we have a lot of overweight people walking around.
Do people take offense at fat? I don't, but do people take offense at that?
Oh, I would.
Oh. Then.
And I'm fat.
No, you're not. Have a lovely, I think we all are a little bit, have a lovely holiday season, doctor. Thank you for your time.
You too, Tommy.
Appreciate it. A pleasure as always. Dr. Kathy Fontenot with LSU Health Internal Medicine.